Okay, we're on Khaf Beis Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom. Ibailu, there was a question asked in the Beis Midrash. Maul Ashen, is it permissible to smoke peros? Right, that you want to infuse a nice fragrance into your fruits, and so this is for eating purposes, so maybe you can do it. So l'chor you should be able to. So Rav Yemi bar Abba Amar Rav. So he says the maimer in the name of Rav is Asa. So why is it Asa? Because the principle that we've been speaking about, that sin is not shover l'chol nefesh. This is just for people who are for the delicate people. But most people, you know, just give me the fruit. Yes. We'll try it sometime, Gil. Good point. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, mutter. It's permissible. Okay, so he holds it. It's not. Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Yeah, people, this is great. Okay, Rav Huna. So now Rav Huna is going to explain. You're burning fragrances, which is ma'avir. We're going to speak about the different malachas involved, but the question is, do you have a license to do this malacha? So we're saying you do, because it's for food purposes, so that would be permissible. We're going to speak about the osa side now. Rav Huna, Amar Osa. Why is it osa? Mipnei shemechaber. Because whilst you're doing it, basically, you're going to put some coals out at the same time. So it could be. Oh well, the Gemara's going to ask actually, because right. Amalei Rav Nachman, v'neim amar mipnei ma'avir. What about ma'avir? Right. I mean that's. So then he says. So we seem to focus on the coals over here. Yeah, I'm not focusing on the fruit on the incense themselves. So he says, Amalei tchil osoy mechaber. First you mechaber, meaning it's going to get got out first, and then soy for ma'avir. And in the end, it's going to go. True, it's going to relight, and right. So, but I just said the first thing. But true, I agree with both. And yeah. So now we're going to introduce a new right. Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, he's making a chiluk. Al gabi kecheles osa. So if you're going to do it on coals, then there's this issue. Perhaps you know things are going to get extinguished, and then in the end, it's going to get burned. Afterwards, it's going to be lighting. Yeah. But however. Al gabei cheres, if you did it upon some cheres thing, which basically was, yeah, it's going to be mutter because there's no extinguishing over here. Maybe it's like a heated bit of cheres, it's really hot, yeah, and you're going to make your incense burn, or maybe right, or maybe it's the flame underneath the cheres, right, and therefore there's not going to be a problem with mechaber because you've got no coals out of here. You're not extinguishing anything. Ah, but what about Mavi? You're still using flame over here. So how can you do the flame? So Rashi says an interesting thing. He says over here, this is a weird kind of havara over here. It's Alidei Shinui, and it's sin is Alidei Shinui, that there's not an issa d'oraisa, we're going to allow it over here, basically. So it sounds like there is a malacha issue, but we're going to be lenient over here. And yeah. That's his reason. So basically, if you want to do it on pottery, if you really like your smelly fruits, as some people do, you could do it on pottery. Yeah, you could burn it through. Okay. Now, the Rabba Amar. Okay. Now another shita. Yeah, he's gonna say Al Gabi Cheres Nami Osa. It's also you can't even do it on pottery. So it's difficult for those people who like the smelly fruits. Yeah, Osa Mishum. Why? To call Moilid Recha, because he's. Moilin means is creating, right? Giving birth to a fragrant smell, meaning you're going to imbue a nice smell in the pottery, which is a problem. Let's look at Rashi.
Not in the fruits.
No, that's okay because you're going to eat those. But the problem is with the pottery. Yeah. So let's look at Rashi. Dekar moilid reicha. It's two lines down. Shenichnas becheres. It's going to go into the pottery. Shelo haya reach, there wasn't haya boy reach. There wasn't smelling it before. But also mid rabbanon. Why? Yeah. Shemoilid dova chadash. He's bringing forth a new thing. Yeah. Korov hu la oisem malacha chadasha. It's kind of similar to doing a mulacha. So we're going to make a gzeira, midirabbanan, on this that you're not allowed to do it. Okay, now this is a parenthetical statement, and we're going to speak about the moilid reach. Okay, so Rabba v'Rab Yosef, the Omri Tavai, who they both say, sechufi, to invert, turn upside down, kosa, a cup, which is perfumed. Yeah, asherai, aleph is a prefix over here. Asherai, basically on pieces of cloth. But Yom Tova, on Yom Tov, is asa, is going to be asa, because basically you're taking your perfumed cup and placing it on material in order to imbue a nice smell in your cloth, and it's going to be, it's asa to, because it's my timer. What's the reason? Mishum dekam moilid reicha, because he's creating this reich in something that didn't have a smell before, and therefore, yeah, it's going to be also. Oh, ask them a question though. Mishna, what's the difference between memoilaloi? Right, we know that's right. We had moilin melilos earlier, right? So this is the rolling in your hands, but this here we're talking about like a hadas branch or leaves or something like this, yeah. That you're allowed to take some kind of like nice smelly branch or twig or something, or right, a mariach boy, and you can smell it, right? Basically, you can create. You see the Sephardim sometimes that if you give it, obviously you go like this, you know, to get it going, whatever. Once it's Shabbos or whatever, sometimes you take a smell, say a bracha, right? So and you can even snap it, right? And all, so if you snap it, it gets out some of the liquids over there, and it smells good, and merechbo, and you're gonna smell it, and it's gonna be great. So you see, you can create a smell on Yom Tov. Yes, you see over here. So answer the Gemara, no. Hasam reicha miha isa. Over there, with regards to Yehadas things, yeah, the reicha, the smell, is pre-existing. Miha isa, it is there. Yeah, but a sufi, and you're just adding on. Who? Dekar Moisif. You're just bringing out a bit more of the fragrance. Yeah, reicha. But hacha, in contrast to our case with a piece of cloth, yeah, hacha oilidi hu kamolid, right, reicha. He's creating a new fragrance that didn't exist. He's imbuing the smell into this piece of cloth, and that's doimel malacha, and it's going to be osamid rabbanon. Okay, now back to our sugya, which is back to the burning the fragrances to make your fruit smelly. So Rabba Amar. Al Gabi Gechelas Nami Mutter. This is the most makel opinion. He holds his back like Shmuel. He says, no problem. You can do whatever you want. Yeah? So the question is, how are we going to matter it? We spoke on Cheres, maybe there's a Hatter because there's Shinui and there's no Mechaba, but how can you do it on coals? You're going to extinguish the coals and it's going to come after, it's going to relight up. So, answers the Gemara. Midi to Hava is just like, right, something that is on. Aleph is a prefix, Bisra, right? Aleph is another prefix, a Gumri, right? Bisra, a Gumri, means Bisra is basar, flesh, right? Meat, basically, a Gumri are coals. Basically, everyone knows you can have a barbecue on Yom Tov, but the Rav doesn't like it on Rosh Hashanah, definitely. So, even Yom Tov is a bit whatever. You can do, but see, for dinner to Gemara, you can do a barbecue, right, on Yom Tov, and that's a given, right? And even though that there's going to be, yeah, there's going to be, you know, it's going to go out, some of the coals are going to go out, some of the, then it's going to relight, and then it could be even, you can make the coals smelly as well, but we don't care about that. Okay, Dorosh Rav Gavia. Rav Gavia, Mibek Seal, from the place of Seal, made a drosha, apischa, upon the doorway of the Bay Resh Galusa of the Exilarch. So, and he says, Keturah Shari, Keturah is Shari. So we don't know what Keturah is right now. We didn't explain it what it was. He passed in, he says, you know, Keturah is Shari. And the question is going to be in the Gemara, what does Keturah mean? Right? So Amalei Ameima, my Keturah. What is Keturah? Okay. So there's two things. Keturah in Aramaic can actually mean, so there's two words it potentially could mean. It could mean, Keturah means a kesher, a knot. Yeah? Or Keturah could also mean, I've forgotten right now, is smoke, right, yeah, that was it, smoke, thank you, yes. Right, just spaced out there, fine. So basically, the question is, what is it going to be? So, E-Keturah, if it's Keturah, so here this is talking about the like tying up, a knotting, so BD is a bit hard to translate. I don't know if it's here, but basically part of a woman's garments. Let's say it's where the hands go, so it's like BD, it's related to your hands, but basically it's making pleats or something. You're doing some kind of tikkun to the, you know, sometimes you have these frilly things at the top of the, right, and maybe put some pleats in or something over there. So if you want to tell me you're creating this kind of thing, that's a ma'aser umanhu. It can't be, that's, you can't do that on Yom Tov. Yeah, so that must be osa. You have e la'ashein, and if you want to tell him it's la'ashein, yeah, which is you're perfuming your fruits. Also, dekar mechaber, because he's putting out, right? So he sounds, the person, a memo, I think it's a memo, right? He said he holds that it's also. So I'm a lay Ravashi, says Ravashi to a memo, le'olam really is la'ashein. Well, it is la'ashein to perfume them. Yeah, a midah dehava, just like we have a bistra agumre that you're allowed to do your meat on your coals. So, okay. Ikid Amri, some people say, Amalei, Ameima, my Keturah. Ameima, so what is Keturah? E Keturah BD, if it's Keturah BD, meaning it's making these pleats, yeah, it's a Maisa Umanu. It's good, and it's Lashon of Kesha. And E La Ashein, if you were the Lashon of Keturah, it's Lashon of Smoke. Yeah, it's Ostad the Kol Moilid Recha, because you're creating a smell. So, I'm a Ravashi, says Ravashi. Anna Amrisa Nihile, I said it to him. Shmeida Gabra Rabba Amrisa. I said it in the name of a big Rav, yeah, Amrisa Nihile, to him, right? Le Oilom La Ashen, really it's La Ashen, it's to perfume your fruits. Yeah, Midi, to have a bisra gumi. Something it's just like with regards to the your meat on your barbecue, on your coals. Okay. Back to the Mishnah, the third thing that Rabban Gamliel did, which was Mekul. You have Oisin Gedi Mekulos, it is Gedi Mekulos. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, we've got a Brisa. Rabbi Yossi says, Tudus, this is talking about a big, is that Tudus is his name? Ish Roimi, Hinhig, that he directed Esbenei Romi, the people over there, the Jews in Rome, Le'echol Gedi Mekulos, to eat this Gedi Mekulos, yeah, Belele Pesachim. On Leil Pesach, this is what we do over here in Rome. We want to feel like some connection to Eretz Yisrael, whatever that's what they do. And Shocholei, they sent him from Eretz Yisrael or from Bovel, I don't know, one of the two. Yeah, Il Mole, if it wouldn't be Tudus at all, that you're Tudus, that you're a great person. Yeah, Goizreinu, we will make a Gezer upon you. Alech Anidui, we put you, excommunicate you, because we don't do this. Sha'ata, because you know what you're doing? You, Ma'achil, you're feeding as Bnei Yisrael, you're feeding Klal Yisrael, Kodri Bechutz, Korbonos Bechutz, which is Mamish Issa, you know, right? But the Gemara interjects here. What do you mean? Kodri Bechutz, Kodri Salcha Daita, it's not Kodri over here, it wasn't Makdish them. In order to be a Kodri, first you need a holy animal to be anywhere, it was never Makdish, it can't be Kodri. So Ella, we just say the revise the statement of this Brisa. Ella Ema rather say Kain Kodshim. You say it's as if you're eating them, feeding the Kodshim Bechutz, which is leads the people to get confused and they may come to think that it's mutter do Kodshim Bechutz. We'll stop here.